This is Dr. Tacklamanos. This is a patient that was seen today, which is the 23rd of January 2013. The first patient is Tuana, T-W-A-N-A, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Mrs. Willis was seen for a follow-up visit today. She tells me that she's having excruciating pain in her lower back. She's been working about 24 hours a week as a nurse, period. Lately, she's been having an excruciating lower back pain to the point that she can hardly stand, period. She's not sleeping well, period. She has, the pain is rather very severe, period. She did see her physician, Dr. Spillman, who has ordered MRI of the lumbar spine, period, and has suggested that maybe she may have to return back to the physical therapy program, period. The patient has been working, and now she feels that her work has been rather very difficult for her to perform her duties because of the pain that she's having, period. Physical examination today revealed the patient left an M3. She's afebrile. Vital signs are stable because stable. She has extreme pain in palpating the lumbar passform muscles, also the iliolumbar ligaments bilaterally, period. She has extreme spasms in the lumbar spine, period. Still ligaments were equivocal on the left side with pain radiating down to the posterior aspect of the thigh or to the hamstring muscles, but not past the knee, period. Increased pain with an extension of the lumbar spine compared to the flexions, period. There's significant spasms of the lumbosacral passmal muscles, period. Also increased tenderness of the iliolumbar ligament bilaterally, period. Assessment is chronic status postponed VA collapsing with chronic back pain. The patient was doing fairly well. Now she's having excruciating pain in the lumbar spine with facet arthrosis arthropathy. Also, number two is myofascial pain. Number three is spasms of the lumbosacral passmal muscles with severe pain, period. The recommendation is, number one, the patient was given today injection, trigger point injections using marcaine and serpin at multiple paraspinal muscles in the lumbar spine. I also gave her a Kenalog injection, 40 milligrams twice. That is a total of 80 milligrams of Kenalog to her hips bilaterally, period. The patient did not have any untoward reaction. Further, I did prescribe her Lidoderm patches that she should be using two a day. And also, I would advise the patient can benefit from Botox injection, which could be very beneficial to not only to diminish the spasm that she's having, but also for pain management, which has been used effectively, period. The patient may have to return back to physical therapy, which I've discussed with her, period. In addition, I have put her on medications such as Cymbalta, 60 milligrams one a day, and Lidoderm patch two every day, Baclofen 20 milligrams one twice a day, and also Tramadol 50 milligrams one twice a day, period. The patient is complaining of having dizzy spells, vertigo, and therefore I have ordered a vestibular test, period. She should be off work for the next couple of days. She can return back to work on Saturday, period. And I'll see the patient in 4 weeks for further evaluation and condition. If the insurance cooperates, we'd like to do a Botox injection, which will be very beneficial to this patient. The Botox has a benefit of blocking pain receptors such as substance P, which is also a pain generator, period. And I strongly recommend that the Botox should be allowed for this patient, this complication. Thank you very much. The next patient is Ayana Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Ayana, A-Y-A-N-A. Mrs. Clark was seen for a follow-up visit. We discussed about her current condition. The patient is still having problems with her left ankle and also left leg, period. She's being followed up by her orthopedic doctor, period. At times, the patient tends to have problems with her walking, but the pain is managed well, period. She's been now on medication for pain. I discussed with her the possibilities of diminishing or decreasing or weaning her off the pain medication, period. The patient has agreed, period. I told her that she has been treated effectively for appropriate time when she was having this acute pain, period, but it's time now to start weaning her off, period. She has agreed to it, period. Physical examination revealed the patient left an M3. She's afebrile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. The patient does have limited range of motion of the left ankle. She still has some tenderness in examining her left knee and leg, left leg and left ankle, period. Otherwise, she doesn't seem to be doing having any severe acute pain, period. Assessment is chronic pain of the leg, chronic myofascial pain, chronic ankle pain status post surgery of the left ankle period. The recommendation is for the patient to begin weaning herself off the opioids. Therefore, I have now put her on oxycodone 30 milligrams 1 every 12 hours. She can continue anti-inflammatory medications such as Motrin as needed basis, home exercise program, and the patient was encouraged to return back to work as soon as possible, period. This concretization, thank you very much. The next patient is Kiwana, Q-U-I-A-N-N-A, Perry, P-E-R-Y. Mrs. Perry was seen for a follow-up visit to discuss about her current condition. Mrs. Perry has been followed up by Dr. Lewis Radden, who has advised that she may have to undergo a discogram period. After the discogram, the patient may have to undergo a discectomy period. The patient continues to complain of pain in her lower back, which at periodically the pain tends to radiate down to the right lower extremity to the calf, but not passing the calf, however, period. She periodically does have paresthesias and tingling numbing sensation, period. Physical exam reveals the patient was with MCC, the AFE viral signs are still medical stable. No life is intact, affect is good. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She's not using a cane walker. Straight legs were positive on the right side with pain shooting down to the right lower extremity to the calf, but not past the calf, period. The left side is normal, period. She also does have significant pain with an extension of lumbar spine. Also examining examining her hips bilaterally, period. Patrick and Gosselin's maneuver were also positive, period. Myelogram test also positive, period. Assessment is chronic back pain with facet arthrosis arthropathy, and also possibilities of lumbar radiculopathy at L5S1 is not ruled out, and neuropathy, and also discogenic pain, period. My recommendation is to continue her medication, but we'll begin to wean her off the opioids gradually as she continues to improve, period. I would advise the patient that she should return back to work as soon as possible. She should follow up with Dr. Radden for the treatment that he has put together for her. Namely, the patient will be undergoing a discogram and discectomy might be to follow. Therefore, I advise her to follow up with him this consultation. Thank you very much. Next patient, Saud, S-U-A-D, Petros, P-A-T-R-O-S. Mrs. Petros was seen for a follow-up visit to discuss about her current condition. Mrs. Petros is still having severe pain in her left knee. She has undergone sylvester injection twice. She has not noticed any significant improvement from the sylvester. I've asked the patient if she has been seen by an orthopedic doctor for her knee. She indeed has been referred to an orthopedic physician by Dr. Lewis Radden. However, she has not followed up with the physician. She also has undergone MRI. She does not know the result of the MRI of the left knee, period. She tells me that the knee there gets very stiff. She has excruciating pain, which at times radiates from her knee into the groin, period. She has difficulties of walking because of the stiffness of the knee, period. She denies any fever or any signs and symptoms of infection, period. Physical examination reveals the patient with an MCC. She's AFE viral. Her vital signs are still medical stable. She's walking independently, but she tends to be limping while she's walking, period. Her range of left knee is extremely limited, period. There's significant crepitation and clicking of the left knee, period. Valgus and various maneuver were also passed on the left side, period. The patient's gait is very unpredictable. She tends to lose her balance rather very easily, period. She also has severe pain in lumbar spine with an extension of the thoracic lumbar spine, period. Assessment is status post motor vehicle accident with chronic knee and back pain. Number two is myofascial pain. Number three is arthropathy of the left knee and also degenerative osteoarthritis, period. The patient may also be suffering from meniscus tear, which is maybe also the cause of this pain that she's experiencing, period. The recommendation is, number one, the patient was given the third Synvisc injection today. Number two, I have given her Vicodin to be taken around the clock, 3 a day. Number three, I put her on a steroid or prednisone to be taken for the next 12 days. Number four, the patient has been told to follow up with the orthopedic doctor, who she has already seen, period. If she's not successful, we may have to refer to another orthopedic doctor. Also, she may have to undergo another MRI, period. Otherwise, the patient will continue physical therapy. I did order a brace for her left knee, also a 10-unit period. This might also be beneficial for her, period. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Christopher Evans, E-V-A-N-S, Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. So Evans was seen for a follow-up visit. He was last seen about a month ago, period. He's still having problems with his lower back and mid-back region, period. The neck pain has improved. He does not have a major problem with that, period. He's still working full-time, period. He has been off work for a few days because of worsening symptoms in the lumbar sprain, period. The pain is mostly localized now in the mid-back and lower back, period. Physical exam reveals patient left in MC's AFib, vital signs are still medical stable, neurological intact, affect is good. He's walking independently without any assistive device, he's not using a cane or walker. There's significant discomfort and pain with an extension of the lumbar spine, also with palpation of the paravertebral muscles in the thoracic and lumbar spine, period. Neurologically, this patient is intact. The strength is normal. The gait is normal. The assessment is status post-motor vehicle accident with chronic paraspinal muscles in the thoracic and lumbar spine, chronic neck pain or back pain, which is the neck pain has improved, but the back pain and the thoracic spine pain is still persisting, period. Patient may have also discogenic pain in the thoracic and lumbar spine, period. Recommendation is that he will be continuing medication that allows him or helps him to function. Number one. Number two, the patient was given more or less given a trigger point injection in the paraspinal muscle, so the thoracic spine on the right side, without any untoward reactions. Here, number four, he will continue Flector patch, or I have prescribed him Flector patch, period, and also I did prescribe him Flexeral 10 milligrams for 1 a day, period. Otherwise, the patient will be seen by me in the next 4 weeks, four to 8 weeks for further evaluation, recommendation, and treatment. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Travis, T-R-E-V-I-S, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Chief complaint is severe chronic back pain and leg pain, going on for about 5 years now, period. History of chief complaint. The patient is 32 years old, African-American female, who was referred here by Dr. Everett Campbell, E-V-E-R-R-E-T, Campbell, C-M-B-E-L-L. The chief, please address to Dr. Everett Campbell. Dear Dr. Everett Campbell, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patient, Mrs. Carter, who has come to our clinic on the 23rd of January 2013 with complaints of persistent chronic lower back pain for about 5 years now, period. Recent time, the patient also tells me that she's been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, period, she's been treated for Hodgkin's lymphoma with chemotherapy radiation, period. She is now on remission regarding the Hodgkin's lymphoma, period. However, her back pain is still persisting, period, and because of the bone marrow treatment that she has had and also chemotherapy radiation that she had, the back pain has not gotten any better, period. In fact, it has gotten much worse, period. The patient now is on hemodialysis because of renal failure from the chemotherapy that she underwent for the Hodgkin's lymphoma, period. She states that her pain she describes her pain to be numbing, burning sensation, stabbing, nagging pain, period. She had gone to the emergency department of Parker Hospital a few times and was given a Toradol injections, period. The third role gave her, she was rather very sick period. She has tried medications such as different kinds of high, she has tried different kinds of hydrocodone, such as Norco, Vicodin, and Lorotan period. None of this medication has been any beneficial to her or has helped her period. She also had morphine in the past while she was in the hospital. She became rather very sick from it, and she also broke with a rash period. Patients see that the pain is not managed well, period. She's not very happy, period. She is. She used to work in the casinos, but right now she is not able to do the job that she used to because of the severity of the lumbar spine or pain in the lumbar, in the lumbosacral spine, period. She has not had any MRI, CAT scan studies. No physical therapy has been done. She had x-rays of the lumbar spine. There was not any significant finding from the x-rays that was performed, period. The patient is rather very discouraged, period. She grades her pain to be 9 out of 10 on a regular basis, period. Further, the patient also suffers from headache on a regular basis. About, she has episodic headaches at least 3 times a week. And it's been going on for about a year now, period. The headache bothers her or affects her both sides, period. Physical exam, her past medical histories are Hodgkin's lymphoma, diabetes, and renal disease or renal failure, for which the patient is on hemodialysis, period. Surgical histories are splenectomy, biopsy of the neck, C-sections, period. Allergies are morphine and Dilaudid. Social history, patient has denied alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. Medications taking are Lorotan, Vicodin, and vitamins for, and minerals, period. Review system, patient complains of having pain in her left leg at the site where the hemodialysis axis is located. She complains of numbing, fearing, period. She also complains of having headaches, period. She denies any nausea, vomiting, headache, nausea, vomiting, period. She denies any abdominal problem, pain, or bladder pain, period. And she denies any significant cardiac or respiratory problems, period. She denies social history, patient denies alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, period. Physical examination reveal the patient is alert or in time 3. She is afebrile. Her vital signs are still medical stable. She is walking independently without any assistive device. She is not using a cane or walker. Her gait is rather a normal, period. Affect is fair, period. She is able to walk on her heels and toes, and also she is able to squat and recover from a squatting position without any major problem, period. Her range of motion is limited in the extension lumbar spine, with pain at approximately 20 degrees flexions, with pain at approximately 40 degrees side bendings to the right and left, with pain approximately 25 degrees rotation to the right left, with pain approximately 20 degrees, period. So if it is a significant weakness of the core muscles and abdominal muscles, period. Myelogram test was positive when she was examined in supine position with pain in the lumbar spine, period. Sensation of lactation trigger vibrations were normal, however, period. The defender reflexes were normal, period. Her gait is normal, period. Neck examinations were remarkable. The cervical flexion extension side bendings were normal. There's no any tightness of the cervical proximal muscles, period. There's no weakness of upper lower extremities, period. The defender reflexes were fairly normal and symmetrical in bilateral upper lower extremities, period. I do not notice any significant neurological deficits, period. The patient does have soft tissue discomfort with palpation of the soft tissue of the lumbar and the lumbosacral proximal muscles, period. Patrician and Gansel's maneuver were positive, period. Otherwise, neurologically, the patient is intact, period. Assessment is chronic back pain going on for about 5 years now. Number two is chronic myofascial pain. Number three is chronic weakness of the core muscles, resulting with back pain. Number four is morbidly obese or overweight, period. Number five is neuropathy. Number six is history of Hodgkin's lymphoma. Number seven is status post chemotherapy radiation therapy. Recommendation is that the patient could benefit from a medication that I put her today, namely, she's being put on oxycodone 10 milligrams 1-3 times a day. I've also asked the MRI of the lumbar spine. The vestibular studies also has been ordered for the patient. Tense unit also will be done. Cymbalta 30 milligrams 1 a day for 1 week, and then two a day for the next 3 weeks period. Lyrica 75 milligrams 1 twice a day will also be extremely beneficial period. I've also ordered a tense lumbar stabilizing brace, but she's been told to use very scarcely, only as needed basis period. I've explained to her the excessive use of brace, what it could do for her period. Further, the patient was given physical therapy orders, and I've encouraged her to participate in physical therapy period. The patient has been given a warning not to abuse medication. I've explained to her the pros and cons of medication, including possibilities of developing addiction to pain medications, period. She's been told to secure her medication in a safe place, and also not to exchange medication, share medications, or sell medications. These are behaviors that will not be tolerated in this clinic. She has been told very clearly, period. I'll see the patient as we continue to treat this consultation. Thank you very much.